platform 0 for the 1300 East Coast service to Edinburgh.
A busy Wednesday inside King's Cross Station as passengers take the train to all over the United Kingdom, including Edinburgh. But with a referendum on Scottish independence looming, Edinburgh may become the capital of a new state, separate from the rest of the United Kingdom. Heidi Sanford is in King's Cross, waiting to catch a train to Leeds. She says she doesn't think that the yes vote will win.
I really don't think it's going to happen anyway. I think at the 11th hour, it won't happen. So I think we haven't got to worry too much. But, you know, if they want it, they want it.
A mocha.
Yeah.
And I'll have flat white, please.
Louis Gill runs a coffee stall outside King's Cross. He's worried about how Scottish independence could affect businesses all over the country.
I think that kind of given the current sort of financial economy and everything, I think it's potentially quite dangerous for Scotland to leave the UK. I mean, of course, it's, you know, their economy counts towards the UK kind of greater economy as well, so it will of course have a knock-on effect.
Down the road at Euston Station, trains run regularly to Glasgow. Questions are still looming about what sharing a new border could mean for travel or even for Scotland's relationship to Europe. Sandra Whittleston is waiting to catch a train to Northampton, where she's a senior lecturer. She says now is the time to debate Scottish independence.
I feel very much for the Scottish people. I think it's a journey they've been on for a long time.
But she is worried about the practical implications for England.
I think there's still a lot of question marks about where the union will be and the integration between the two countries going forward, not least the currency debate. but also, I feel sad that we would have lost a strategic ally.
Commercial manager Mark Doyle is also waiting to catch a train at Euston Station. He's Irish but lives in England. And like Whittleston, he's worried that voters don't understand the consequences of an independent Scotland.
There needs to be a broader view rather than an in or out, maybe a different type of partnership and a middle way ground.
British Prime Minister David Cameron vetoed the fallback option of Devo Max back in 2012. Devo Max would have given Scotland full fiscal independence. This all-or-nothing choice could now undermine David Cameron's government, even leading to the dissolution of Parliament and an early election. Yesterday, David Cameron and Ed Miliband of the opposition Labour Party cancelled Prime Minister's questions to travel to Scotland and appeal for the Scots to stay in the Union. Doyle thinks that this might not help things politically.
My opinion is that he'll probably make it worse, because I actually think that his credibility isn't great. I think it could be detrimental.
What about Ed Miliband?
Who?
Even in London, tensions are running high leading up to the referendum on the 18th of September. The Scots might be celebrating their independence, but Londoners are worried about what the future might hold. Ruth Michelson, RFI, London.